Good morning once again. Right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Temperature stands at 72 degrees, starting to brighten up just a little bit. In fact, after a very dark start with some rain that moved through a couple of hours ago, rather significantly as I was driving into work, actually seeing almost some sunshine right now. The time is 9:07. It is hour number two. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. To know more about the weather as we hit the middle portion of this work week, can we expect more rain? Can we expect those hot temperatures we've been talking about? Well, to find out all the details, we're joined again from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Wachitsky. And Jennifer, good morning, number one.
Good morning to you.
When I was driving into work this morning, it was actually raining pretty good. But as I took a peek out here in the last couple of minutes, it's starting to brighten up a little bit, at least here in Wausau. But I know there's still some rain around the state of Wisconsin, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And it still looks like a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms from the morning hours into the early afternoon. Then things should calm down a bit. We are looking at cloudy skies right now. A blend of clouds and sunshine develops in the afternoon hours. Highs today getting up right around about the mid-80s. We normally should be around the low 80s, so slightly above average here for today. Mostly clear skies here tonight. Overnight lows right around about 64. Fair day on Thursday, we'll have a slight chance for rain showers and storms in the late afternoon hours. Sunny skies for most of the day, then a blend of clouds and sunshine develops, high around 92. That's going to be our warmest day for this forecast here tomorrow. Friday, chance for showers and storms, cloudy, high of 83 degrees. Looks like 78 here for your Saturday. A little bit of a drop in temperatures and slightly below average as well with some sunshine. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, high around 81.
Again, it seems as though we are in this sweet spot. As you said, tomorrow, actually a pretty rare 90-degree day so far this summer. And then, as you said, a little below normal. I don't think many forecasters can say below normal in many areas of the country, can they?
Certainly not, yeah. And it looks like just one day for us coming in on Saturday. Otherwise, at or above average for essentially the rest of the week.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Wachitsky from Weatherology, right now in Wausau. Again, a little bit overcast. It is brightening up. As I during the news, I took a peek outside. In fact, looking out the window, it does seem like we're almost going to get a little bit of sunshine here very, very quickly. But temperature stands at 72 degrees. The winds are calm. Dew point of 69. Relative humidity way up there at 91%. The barometer is 29.76 inches, and the visibility a little bit down. There's a little bit of fog out there earlier, but I think it's going to burn off pretty quickly. But right now, visibility of 4 miles. The time is 9:09. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, the sports director of Civic Media. He is at Lambeau Field Lambeau Field in Green Bay, as the Green Bay Packers are starting their training camp today. Coach Matt LaFleur holding a press conference at 9:45 a.m. So we'll talk to Mike Clemens before that press conference begins. Talk about the Packers, what to expect as camp gets underway. Also, starting next week, football practice begins for the area high school squads. And, of course, we are about 3 weeks away, 3 weeks from Friday, from our first high school sports broadcast of the 2023-2024 year. And, again, we are very proud that Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, is the only Wausau radio station that still brings you play-by-play coverage of your high school athletes. And we can't do it without the support of businesses and individuals. And if you are a business owner, if you're an individual that says yes, our coverage of high school sports on Bull Falls Radio is important. It is something that needs to continue. It needs to continue at the level that we've had it. We would love to talk to you. We have some advertising packages, that different packages based on what you would like to be able to help with. And again, we do have ways of working with you. Any support is greatly appreciated. So if you are somebody that would like more information, be able to talk to our Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio sports sales staff, you can give a call, 608-949-8989. Again, that's 608-949-8989. 949-8989. And again, we just greatly appreciate everybody that jumps on board, helps us out with our high school sports broadcast on Bull Falls Radio. Again, we will be bringing you live play-by-play of Wausau West Marathon in New McCathick during the upcoming school year. And it's always so much fun to see the roads that the student athletes go on and the incredible success and the incredible fun it is to be around it. So again, we do appreciate anybody that would consider being a sponsor of our high school sports broadcast. Again, give our civic media sales team a call at 608-949-8989. And we look forward to our first broadcast coming up on Friday night, August the 18th. We are going to take a quick 2-minute timeout and then come back and talk to the man, sports director Mike Clemens from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Talk about the Packers as they start training camp today. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar.
Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, I got to say I'm envious because I got a nice desk here in our studios at Bull Falls Radio in my office. My man has a desk at Lambeau Field in Green Bay is our civic media sports director, Mike Clemens. And Mike is now at Lambeau for the first day of Packer training camp. Got a press conference with Coach Matt LaFleur coming up, but very happy that Mike is able to give us a few minutes beforehand. And Mike, first of all, again, I am so jealous. Desk at Lambeau Field must be almost like Christmas morning, start of another Packer season, really officially with the start of training camp.
It is. Somebody asked me last night, so you got butterflies? I go, no. Oh, because you've been doing this so long? No, no. It's an adrenaline because it's hard knocks, you know, in person. You get to watch these, you know, young men that have been playing football a minimum of 12 years through Pop Warner, high school, college, and now they get to set foot on a pro football field and see if they can make the cut from 90 players down to somewhere there on 53 or maybe the practice squad and bring home over $250,000 and that kind of thing. And so it's, you know, it's tremendous competition. There's always great stories. There's guys that have worked so hard to get to this level. And it's the season starts in like 35 days. It goes by fast.
You mentioned stories, and I know that a lot of words have been written in the off season and spoken in the off season about, you know, storylines, especially with the quarterback change. What are the storylines that you have at the front of your mind as we start training camp? Maybe even a little bit outside the beaten path, but what storylines are you looking at as we begin training camp?
I try and, first of all, anticipate, you know, regular Packer fans, what they want to hear. I also know that there's a large group of people that are listening right now to this show, and they're saying like, oh God, football? You know, I'm barely into summer, man. The Brewers are doing great. I don't want to hear about football or basketball right now. But like I say, September is closer than you think, and this is an important process. So I don't want to overstay my welcome. I understand that. But I'm sure that they the biggest question that the fans have, the biggest question Mark Murphy has, the biggest question that Goody and LaFleur has, is number 10, Jordan Love. And Murphy was asked point blank, you know, how long do you think before you know you got something there? And he hemmed and he hawed and he thought, you know, probably mid-season. Now, there's a lot of BS sports websites out there, you know, bloggers working from their mom's basement. I saw one headline. I just kind of did a Google search, and it said, Murphy issues strict warning that Love needs to prove himself by midseason. It's like, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. What he's saying is, I played football in the 80s for Joe Gibbs and the then Washington Redskins and won a Super Bowl or two. I've been around football 45, 50 years. I'm remembering how this was when we went from Favre to Rodgers my first year as the CEO and president, and as he finished his answer, he said, you know, by about the end of October, early November, we pretty much knew what we had with Aaron Rodgers, and there was a lot of special things there to get excited about. And I think that's a fair and accurate assessment. That's what I would have said. Like, yeah, give it about 8 games, Serie A record-wise, see if he's getting better each week, if he's correcting mistakes, or, you know, who knows? He may just come out firing, and that would be a great tribute and credit to Matt LaFleur and his staff.
Another, change after, more than a decade is the kicker. And I think that, you know, Mason Crosby's been there, you know, almost as long as Aaron Rodgers has been there. And now Anders Carlson, the draft pick. And it's interesting because obviously Daniel Carlson, who came into the Minnesota Vikings, got off to a slow start and, in fact, had a bad day at Lambeau that ultimately lost him his job, but he became a really good kicker with the Raiders. Kickers, could be a lot like quarterbacks, that sometimes it takes them a little bit of time to get into it. But what are your thoughts on the kicking change?
There was a period there when they when they didn't re-sign Ryan Longwell, and Longwell instead signed as a free agent with the Minnesota Vikings. That was when Ted was first taking over, that the Packers went through a couple of kickers, and they've done that at punter as well. Remember John Ryan, was it?
They thought
that maybe he was out-kicking his coverage, literally, and so they dropped him, and then he goes to play for the Seahawks, and then he pulls off the famous fake field goal and scores a touchdown in that Seahawks comeback, and you know when the Packers lost the NFC Championship to Pete Carroll and that gang back then. So they've made some mistakes at that. But, you know, as reliable and as great a Packer that Mason Crosby is, a year ago at this time, he had to go in for some minor knee surgery to clean it up. Still had a pretty good season. I'm guessing they just said, you know, the decline is starting. We got a chance to draft a guy. The kickoffs for Mason, maybe not what they need to be. And you've got a guy with a lot of say. You know, let's not forget now, Rich Bisaccia has gone from a guy who needed a job after they cleaned house with the Raiders from special teams corner. He's now the assistant head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe Barry's here a couple of years, and now the special teams guy has now been named assistant head coach. So he got a big bump in pay, and when the special teams coordinator, Bisaccia, comes in, you would think you were talking to an NFL head coach. He might even be auditioning for that at this point. So he's got a lot of say in this place. And he said, look, I've known Anders Carlson since he was a 14-year-old kid. We were scouting Daniel, but I saw you got another one in this family. And he's 6'5". They like the power. They like the style. They like the way he's overcome some things in the past. His average so far is not the very best, but, you know, if they listen to Bisaccia, they think they've got their next Longwell, their next Crosby.
You mentioned Joe Barry defensively. Obviously, last season, a lot of high expectations that may not have been reached by in the thoughts of many. I guess two questions. Joe Barry, number one, obviously he looks like to be a man that is under a little bit of pressure in terms of producing. And also, of course, Rashawn Gary, the question marks around him returning from his injury. I'll throw that out there. What do you know about Barry's situation and Gary's situation?
In that blowout loss to the Vikings week one up in Minnesota last year, you had a scheme where you got Jair and Stokes are playing, you know, 10, 15 yards off of some of these receivers. And you've got a scheme that seems to be confusing because for some reason, Justin Jefferson, this tremendous talent in the second year, is running through your secondary wide open over the middle, time and time again. And it was like, what kind of defensive game plan was that? And it was something that Barry thought maybe coming out of the last season, you know, let's play the deep ball. We can give these guys underneath. We'll work more on hurrying up the quarterback, not necessarily sacking him. But, you know, eventually Jair Alexander became vocal about it. Look, and said, look, I'm a premier corner. I want their number one, and I want them all day. And you guys do the rest. And so then when you ask LaFleur about that, he'd say, well, you know, it's a little more complicated than that. According to Joe, you know, if you change the defense for one guy, then you got to change, you know, the 10 others. And this went back and forth till it got to be midseason, and we didn't get to see the position coaches as often. But Jerry Gray, who's been in the league since in 1985, I think he was the first round pick for the L.A. Rams, a kid with some swagger. He showed up in a Porsche that he just bought with it. Signing bonus. Jerry Gray played in the league and now has been this secondary coach for many years with the Vikings. He was asked point blank, Jerry, what, you know, your guys aren't happy. I mean, they're making it clear, you know, in their own way to us that there's something amiss here. And he says, I'm not the architect of the defense. And Jerry Gray's no longer here. Jerry Gray moved on. He got an assistant coaching job with Arthur Smith in the Atlanta Falcons, so a nice big pay bump there and a lovely facility down there in Flowery Branch. But he gone. And so, but in the meantime, LaFleur stuck with Joe Barry because of his experience, their time together, their loyalty. Also, it might be that LaFleur's, you know, it's maybe he's not getting help from Russ Ball and Mark Murphy on overpaying or paying big money to bring in perhaps some other candidate, a defensive coordinator. I don't know. But whatever, Joe Barry's back and given a second chance. The other thing, though, in Barry's defense is that they did make improvements on things like run game and all that until that horrible game in Detroit and on the turf at Ford Field where not one, not two, but eight Packers had to leave the game, including Aaron Jones. But, you know, you lost Eric Stokes on that turf with the, you know, the foot injury and the knee injury, where in January I saw him in the locker room for the first time in a wheelchair. That's how bad Eric Stokes, that's what he has to come back from here. And when you lost Rashawn Gary, you lost your best defensive player at outside linebacker and your edge guy. And, you know, your leader after they moved on from Za'Darius Smith. So it was really tough for Joe Barry to run a defense, you know, the second half when you take out guys like that.
Where is Rashawn Gary in terms of his rehabilitation?
He's starting off today on the PUP list.
Any idea when we can expect him on the field?
You know, I'm not going
to... not a doctor, right?
Yeah, but no. With all due respect, you know, hey, we'll revisit this in 2 or 3 weeks. We asked Brian Gutekunst this 24 hours ago. Yeah, you know, we're looking at maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Like, oh, come on. I mean, you know, David Bakhtiari was a week away for 2 years with a torn ACL. You know, Gary's coming off a torn ACL. And it happened last November. And to me, you know, the average is it takes a year before you really want to put a guy like that in that position back on the field, and it probably takes another half a year after that before they're really back to where they were. We just saw with Elgton Jenkins at left guard. I mean, he did a tremendous job of rehabbing, but, you know, he was shaky for 6 or 7 weeks there last year after being just stellar the first 3 or 4 years of his career here in Green Bay, starting, beating out Lane Taylor for a job, starting as a rookie. But, you know, as McCarthy used to say, you know, ACL, the next year is their comeback year, and then the year after that is when they're back to 100%. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Rashawn Gary's not, you know, close to what he was, because he was having a tremendous season. He looked so fast in camp last year, Chad, flying around the corner. He had really worked on his speed. He was off and running to what could have been a great year before he, you know, twisted that knee in open space on the turf at Ford Field.
Man, just from what you're saying, I do remember that. Ford Field. that killed that defense, didn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, and every once in a while, the players around the league will speak up and they'll say, get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
You spend all this money on these stadiums and these suites and on us, quite frankly, you know?
Right.
You know, Justin Herbert, he just got $225 million over 5 years, something like that, $232. You spend all this money on us, and then you put us on. Dorsey Levins put it best. He said, what's that stuff like? He said, go to your living room, put on a helmet and some pads, grab a football, push the couch aside, and get tackled on your living room floor. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. That's exactly, it's carpet.
Well, Mike, I know you have to get off and really get to work as a big day with the coach speaking and everything else, but really do appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Hopefully we can make this a weekly visit as we get into the season. It's so exciting to get back into Packer football, but again, really appreciate it. Have fun at Lambeau, and we'll talk again real soon.
Count on it. Appreciate being on your show. We got rain here in Green Bay, so unfortunately, that probably means they go inside and the fans can't watch it. But I'll keep you up to date as we get through training camp and see who's going to make the roster, right?
Absolutely. That's our sports director, Mike Clements, again at Lambeau Field. We have to take a quick timeout. Got a news update and then more to come. The time is coming up on 9:30. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up fast on another high school sports season here in Central Wisconsin. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports on a play-by-play basis. I'm Chad Holmes. I've been with WXCO for over 20 years, bringing you coverage of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports. In order to continue the coverage of the Warriors, Cardinals, and Red Raiders at the level we have over the years, we need your support. We are looking for businesses and individuals to help support our broadcast of high school sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Please help us continue to tell the stories of our student athletes here in Central Wisconsin. To find out the different options to support our broadcast of high school sports, give our civic media sales team a call at 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989. It's your chance to show your support of our student athletes and continue our broadcast of high school sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36. Seeing a little bit of sunshine now here outside our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Expecting still a chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, a high near 85. Mostly clear tonight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the hottest day of the week. Temperatures into the low 90s, high near 92 degrees tomorrow. Friday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm early. Partly sunny otherwise, and a high near 83. And for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, pleasant day, a high of 78. And sunny on Sunday, and a high of 81. Right now in Wausau, mostly cloudy skies. Again, a little bit of a peak of the sun as well. Temperature stands at 72 degrees. Well, again, thanks to our sports director, Mike Clements, joining us from Lambeau Field as the Packers get their training camp underway today. Packers, again, as Mike said, not that long really until the opening kickoff of the 2023 season at Soldier Field, taking on the Bears in early September. 3 preseason games, 17 regular season games for Green Bay, and a lot of questions still. Jordan Love, new kicker, defensive coordinator, question marks. Should be interesting, to say the least, in Green Bay. And I mentioned Joe Barry in our discussion with Mike Clemens, the defensive coordinator of the Packers, because there had been talk from time to time over the years that Jim Leonard, the former Badger, former NFL player, former Badger defensive coordinator, and then last season, the Badger interim coach, may at some point come to Green Bay and become the defensive coordinator of the Packers. Up to this point, that has not happened. And yesterday, I would say a little bit of surprising news. Another former Badger heading to Illinois. Jim Leonard has been hired by his former coach and former coaching mate, Brett Bielema, by the University of Illinois as a senior football analyst. He'll work on that staff with Coach Bielema, the former Badger head coach from 2006 to 2012. Interesting stuff indeed. I don't think folks in Wisconsin are very happy to see Jim Leonard going to work for Brett Bielema at Illinois. Of course, again, what a story Jim Leonard has been. And I don't think people can be mad at Jim Leonard for anything because of what he's been able to do during an incredible career that started in small Tony, Wisconsin, up north, played at Flambeau High School, very small high school, then worked his way up as a walk-on at the University of Wisconsin, ultimately earned a scholarship, became an All-American, went on to play in the National Football League for 10 years, mostly with the Buffalo Bills, then came on as well to become a coach at Wisconsin. Started at the lower levels, became the coordinator, then became the interim head coach. It looked as though maybe he'd become the permanent head coach, but in the end, the Badgers decided to go with former Cincinnati coach Luke Fickell. So Leonard had said he's going to take a step away, and even here, as an analyst, it's not the same level as being a defensive coordinator, but the thing about it is Illinois has a new defensive coordinator also with Wisconsin ties. Defensive coordinator for the Fighting Illini is Aaron Henry. Henry played football at Wisconsin, a defensive back from 2007 to 2011. So again, there's that Wisconsin connection right now at the University of Illinois, starting at the top with Brett Bielema, going with the defensive coordinator Aaron Henry, and now the senior football analyst Jim Leonard. So you know Jim Leonard is going to be back in all likelihood either at the National Football League level as a defensive coordinator, at the college level as a head coach. This way he's able to stay involved at Illinois with people that he knows and obviously respects. But again, it's going to be very interesting to see, number one, how Wisconsin does with their new head coach, Luke Fickell, and now also to keep an eye on what Illinois does with Brett Bielema and now Jimmy Leonard. And Bielema, last season, in their second year, he took a major step forward. Illinois rose as high as number 14 in the national rankings, the highest the program had been since 2007. And also, Bielema went to Camp Randall Stadium, returned last year, and saw his Illini beat the Badgers 34-10. Not only that, that led the next day to the Badgers firing head coach Paul Christ. So Illinois looks like a team and a program on the rise, and they'll get some pretty good help with Jim Leonard. And in case you're interested, this year, Wisconsin will be traveling to Champaign to meet Illinois on October the 21st. Last night, the Milwaukee Brewers saw their lead in the National League Central Division drop down to one half game. Tough loss to the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 4-3. Again, the Brewer offense didn't do a whole lot. Brewer offense did not get going until two outs in the ninth inning. It was weird. Again, it was a good start by Corbin Burns. Burns delivered his fifth consecutive quality start, six innings, gave up just two runs with six strikeouts and allowed just three hits. But again, no offense. The 19th time this season when the Brewers have allowed four or fewer runs and lost the game. Boy, I mean, again, when you give up four or fewer runs, you're supposed to win, but the Brewers have lost 19 different times. And the Brewers were down 4-0 in the bottom of the ninth. First two batters retired. And then Sal Frelick drew a walk. Then there was an infield single by Blake Perkins. And Christian Yelich then hit a three-run homer, got the Brewers to within one at 4-3. That wasn't it. Then, after Cincinnati brought in their closer, Alexis Diaz, he gave up an infield single to William Contreras, and then Willy Adames was hit by a pitch on the helmet, and that put runners on first and second, including the winning run on base for the Brewers. But then a pop-up ended the game, and the Brewers fell by a score of 4-3. So the Brewers and the Reds continue to go nip and tuck in the NL Central. They will play yet again today. Again, they played a lot in the last few weeks. They had a series right before the All-Star break. They had a series right after the All-Star break, and now they got this series. I can't imagine that the Brewers and the Reds will be playing each other too much more in the rest of the regular season, but at this point, it does look like it is a two-team race in the NL Central. During our CBS News report at the top of the hour, story came out, breaking news. Rudy Giuliani, former New York City mayor, counselor to former President Donald Trump, admits that he made false statements in claiming that two Georgia election workers mishandled ballots during the 2020 election. Number one, of course, Giuliani admitting the lie is huge. I mean, he lied about the outcome of the 2020 election. But the thing about this that really makes me, and I think should make all fair-minded individuals very upset, is the accusation falsely of those two Georgia election workers of mishandling ballots. And the thing about that is after that occurred, those two were threatened by many, many, many Republican supporters of Donald Trump. Threatened. Death threats. And Giuliani knew that would happen when he did that. I'm assuming, okay, not in his mind, but the idea that you bring out this accusation that these election workers mishandled ballots that ultimately led to Biden winning in Georgia over Trump. And then the names of these workers came out. And these workers, again, like so many American citizens, volunteering their time to help run an election. And they were threatened over and over and over again. We've seen interviews. They, you know, basically the emotional stress on these people was incredible. It just makes you upset because we will have disagreements in this country when it comes to issues. There will be different ideas on how best to take the United States of America forward, whether it's tax policy, whether it's social policy, whether it's foreign policy, whatever it may be. But during the course of this country's history, we've been able, for the most part, to be able to do that in a civilized way. Yes, we have had uncivilized disagreements, and of course, we had a civil war based on disagreements on policy. But here in the year now, well, it occurred in 2020, but now in the year 2023, we need to fight fairly when it comes to differences in where this country should go policy-wise. But to lie about Americans who are doing their best to help run an election, truly a patriotic thing to do. And now Giuliani admitting that he made false statements. And again, we knew it. We knew that lies were coming out from Giuliani and Trump all the time. But it just, again, when you see it in print, when you hear it with your ears, that he says, yeah, I made false statements about these two workers that led to death threats and many other threats against these two workers in the aftermath. I don't want to hear about America's mayor anymore. America's mayor. He had an opportunity to be a figure that brought people together in his post-New York City mayoral life. But instead, he became a shill for Donald Trump. Sad. It's just sad indeed. The time is 9:47. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back with our daily history lesson coming up. Famous events that occurred on this date in history. Famous birthdays, and a whole bunch more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today, Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2023, some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back on this date in 1984, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, became the first network television program to be telecast in stereo. Well, this was a big news story on this date in 1991. Actor Paul Reubens, best known as Pee-wee Herman. Paul Reubens was arrested in a Sarasota, Florida theater for exposing himself. On this date in 2006, a jury in Houston found Andrea Yates not guilty by reason of insanity in the drowning of her children in a bathtub in the second trial she faced on the charges. She was committed to a state mental hospital. On this date in 2010, over 92,000 classified documents detailing incidents related to the war in Afghanistan were released by WikiLeaks. On this date in 2017, three live king cobras were found inside potato chip cans by custom officials in Los Angeles. And on this date, 3 years ago today in 2020, the body of civil rights activist John Lewis crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama for the last time with a military honor guard as part of a remembrance ceremony. Some famous people are celebrating birthdays today. Mick Jagger turns 80 years old today. Also, actress Helen Mirren is 78. Actor Nana Visitor from Star Trek Deep Space Nine turning 66 years old today. Actor Kevin Spacey is 64, and it's actually probably a pretty happy birthday for Kevin Spacey. Some breaking news in the last hour. Kevin Spacey was acquitted of all 9 sexual offense charges in a London trial. So Kevin Spacey this day acquitted on those sex abuse charges and also turning 64 years old. Actor Sandra Bullock is 59. Also, Jeremy Piven, an actor from Entourage, is 58 years old today. Actor Jason Statham is 56. TV host Chris Harrison, former host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, turning 52 years old today. Actor Kate Beckinsale from Pearl Harbor and The Aviator, turning 50 years old today. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is 43 years old today. Actor Monica Raymond from Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, turning 37. Actress Francia Reza from How I Met Your Father, but also, and more importantly, I think, she was a kidney donor. She donated her kidney to Selena Gomez. Francia Reza, 35 years old today. Singer and actress Taylor Momsen is 30. Actress Elizabeth Gillies from Victorious and Dynasty, turning 30 years old today. And Thomasin McKenzie from Leave No Trace and Jojo Rabbit is 23 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday on July the 26th, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. I'm not sure how we would celebrate this one, but it is All or Nothing Day. I would suggest we don't take it too far, but it is All or Nothing Day. This one is a good one. It is Aunt and Uncle's Day. So for those aunts and uncles in your life, make sure you say a very happy day to them, Aunt's and Uncle's Day. It is also Bagel Fest Day. It is Coffee Milkshake Day. I like milkshakes. I don't know about a coffee milkshake, though. And it is World Tofu Day. World Tofu Day as well. Our number for the day is 1600. 1600. Any idea what that is? Well, 1600 is the number of train derailments in the United States each year. So 1600 train derailments. Did not realize that, but quite a few, but hopefully going down each and every year. Also, before I wrap it up, I spend time on social media. I use it to promote the show. I tell people who's coming on the program, what we're going to talk about. And of course, this week, Twitter has been changed to X by owner Elon Musk. I don't get it. I honestly, because the thing about it is Twitter has so much brand equity, and for the most part in a positive way. And the whole idea of tweeting, Twitter tweeting, and they're going to change that to something like you're going to X now or something. And number one, and number two, X, I mean, the Twitter logo, iconic, and you got this simple X now on the Twitter site. Again, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know what you spend the amount of money that Elon Musk did to purchase Twitter, and it's just continually like burning $10,000 bills at a time, one at a time, 24/7. It's craziness. But just my final thought of the day. I thought, you know, I wanted to mention. I haven't mentioned it all week long. It's crazy stuff. Thanks to our guest earlier today, from the Wausau Cyclones, head coach and general manager Nathan Oistrick. He was with us in hour number one. And in hour number two, the Civic Media Sports Director, Mike Clemens. Thanks for him joining us from Lambeau Field on the first day of Packer training camp. Coming up tomorrow morning at 8:15 in hour number one, we'll have our weekly visit with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. He'll be with us at 8:15. And then at 9:15, we'll have our discussion with Bruce Grau. Again, Bruce, I thought a very interesting open letter he sent out to the media. Bruce from the Wisconsin Poor People's Campaign National Call for Moral Review talking about how he hopes and he's asking the media to focus on the troubling issue of poverty during the upcoming Wausau Mayor's race for 2024. So we'll talk about the letter, what he wants to talk about in terms of this issue, and a whole bunch more with Bruce Grau in the second hour at 9:15 tomorrow right here on this program on Bull Falls Radio. Stick around. Coming up after a news update, CBS News headlines, and also our Civic Media Bull Falls Radio news update as well. From 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry and Jane Mantenere coming up here on Bull Falls Radio. Have yourselves a great rest of your day, and thanks for joining me. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app.